evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow-restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
And good morning. Welcome to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, where we are driven by LongMineAuto.com. I'm Tim Miller in studio, joined by Dylan Sherwood, our guest this morning. Also with us here to my right, I'll talk a little boxing for a little bit here this morning, Dylan, with Tegan Trahoon of the Spartan Boxing Club. Later on, we'll have Avery Eckert in. She had obviously a huge tournament win earlier in the week, so a lot of good things to talk about. Good morning, Dylan. How are you?
I'm good, Tim. Glad the Royals decided they needed to go to Extras last night, and Bobby Wood Jr., big slam.
Yeah, 30th win for the Royals last night, so enjoy them while you can. Good night last night for baseball. As Dylan mentioned, extra innings, Bobby Witt with the grand slam to end things. So nice win for the Royals to begin that series at the K. So they'll back out later on tonight. As mentioned, we have Tegan Trahoon with us. Of course, our own Tegan Trahoon in our news department, but serving a different role this morning. Talk a little boxing, as he's one of the coaches for the Spartan Boxing Club. And I guess, Tegan, we'll just start. Maybe go back. And how did all this start for you guys?
Literally, I walked into the gym, and Lucas Gorton, our head coach, said, I want to start a boxing club. I mean, he had been coaching and competing as a fighter, a coach, whatever, you know, pretty much every aspect of the fight game that you can think of. He wanted to bring it here to Emporia because he felt like it was something that would be good for the youth. You know, I think a lot of people have a negative outlook on boxing. They look at it as, oh, you're just going in there and beating up the guy in front of you. That's not really all there is to it. And, you know, it can look like that to the untrained eye, but there's a lot of discipline that goes into it, and insane amount of work that goes into it, and you know, it teaches a lot of great values, and that's what he wanted to bring. And he just said, but I don't know if I can do it, I don't have coaches. And I said, well, Lucas, I don't know anything more than what I've seen on television and what I've watched, but you know, if you can teach me, I'm here to learn. And that's how I joined up. I was with him from day one. We've had some coaches come and go, you know, people's lives change, things don't always remain the same. But we have a really good core group of coaches right now, and myself, of course, Lucas, our head coach, and then our other assistant coach, Robert Seaburns, who also works out at the Tech College and is our only I got to remember the right word because I don't want to call him old. I can't remember, but one of our elder elder sportsmen.
Senior?
yeah, senior. That's a good way of putting it. I'm glad he's not in town right now. Otherwise, he'd be bursting in here. But basically, he's also one of our competitors, and he actually won his first fight a few months back, and or his first bout, I should say. And, yeah, it's just great to – it's great to see the group growing in just the 2 years that we've been around because, we're still kind of a what I'd call a best-kept secret. But it all just started right there, Luke. You know, when Luke gets something in his head and he wants to do it, it's going to happen some way or the other. And, you know, I thought it was a great thing. I've always loved boxing. I've loved combat sports. And, you know, I just saw this as a great opportunity to help give back to the community and help mentor young men and women. And, you know, Luke leads the way. And, I mean, it's had its ups and downs every now and then, but it's been a fun ride for the last 2 years.
Okay, so yeah, 2 years in existence.
Yep.
So how many members do you have now?
Consistently about, I'd say, anywhere from 30 to 45. You know, the gym gets pretty full sometimes. We have three levels of classes that we do. We start off with our kids class, which I run, at 6 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays at E24/7. Thank you to Dusty Spalding, who has allowed us to really use that space and really groom our young men and women to be competitors. So thank you to Dusty and everyone there. But we've got about, I'd say about 12 consistent kids that come in. When we first started, there's about 40 of them. And that was great, but that was a nightmare. You've got three coaches trying to handle 40 kids, and it's hard for everybody to get the exposure and what they need, you know, and get that one-on-one time. Now we've got, you know, some smaller classes because, you know, every kid wants to try something at first, sure. And then, you know, eventually they lose interest in it. I know I did that as a kid. And we've got the smaller classes now. I'd say about 10 is usually our max that we have. And that's fantastic because, again, you know, we've got three, sometimes four coaches in there. You know, we've got some coaches that can be there certain days, can't be there every day. So, you know, we're able to give them a little bit more direct attention. And we've seen them really grow really, really well. And then we progress up to our advanced youth class, which is usually about anywhere from, like, middle school to high school. Yeah. And then we have our adult class, and that's anywhere from, you know, juniors or seniors in high school to, you know, I mentioned Robert, you know, he's about 50 years old, okay. You know, so we have a pretty good variety of individuals that are in that gym. And yeah, it can be anywhere from, you know, 10 per class to sometimes we have 15, you know, it just kind of depends on the day. And, you know, we have our consistent people, but, you know, it depends on who's blowing in the gym that day, who wants to try it out, you know.
Right, right. So then as far as numbers, are you kind of at where you need to be now, or is there room for growth? Would you have to add more coaches? What does the game plan look like?
The game plan is, what's the today look like? Well, this is what it looks like. All right, let's figure it out. I mean, the game plan's always changing when it comes to how we handle the classes. You know, if I see in my class specifically with the younger kids, if I see there's, you know, 15 kids and three coaches, okay, we got to figure out what we can do here. So our classes kind of change based on that, you know, what are we going to focus on today? How are we going to handle this? What are we going to do here? I guess, are you asking game plan just in terms of, like, how we approach each class?
No, I just didn't know, is there room for more? I mean, would you take
always.
More on?
Okay. Always. I mean, it's a little more work, but, you know, we manage. We make it work. We're always willing to take on new people. We just ask that you come in. And I have the reputation in the gym of being the drill sergeant coach, which I'm sure you can't tell from my wonderful demeanor. I'm the one that's going to be on you. So my big thing is none of us are paid. That's the big thing. All the money that goes in, you know, you have to pay membership fees.
Sure.
But none of that money goes into my pocket. It doesn't go into Luke's pocket. It doesn't go into any of the coaches' pockets. It goes directly back into the club. And that pays for competition fees, equipment, you know, travel and things like that, because we go all over the place. And, you know, I can talk about that a little bit later. But the big thing is, we're giving our time. Give us your time. You know, if you're going to be in there and you're going to work. That's the big thing. You know, just come in with an attitude of, you know, I want to learn. I want to get better, and you'll be fine.
And males and females, right?
Yes,
both.
Okay. Yes. Okay. We have some. I'll tell you right now, we got some females in there who I've probably got about. We have one young lady. I've got about 9 inches on her, and I probably outweigh her by about 150 pounds, and she scares the life out of me. she's so talented too, but very quiet. But she's going to be phenomenal if she just keeps with it, you know. But yeah, our females, a lot of times they can outdo our guys. They're tough as nails, and that's kind of what we ask for. Is, you know, you got to come in and understand that at first it's not going to be the easiest thing in the world. But if you stick with it and you push and you push and you push, it's going to get easier. And, you know, we've seen that with a lot of kids. We have some kids who just moved up to the advanced youth class who struggled day one, you know, and we challenged them. They said, Coach, I want to be in the next class. Well, I hate to say it, you're not ready for that.
Right.
You know, mentally or physically. Well, what do I have to do? You've got to get to that point. You know, go do it. And we just had a young man who actually moved up, and, you know, I kind of made that challenge to him. oh my gosh, like phenomenal. Just absolutely phenomenal turnaround. I was talking to Lucas last night, and I just said, that kid aged 10 years in two months. I mean, maturity-wise, he grew up so much, and it's great to see, you know, and we've seen that with our females, too. In, you know, some of them have walked in. There's a young lady, her name's Linda. She is phenomenal, but she came in the first couple of days, and the cardio side kicked her butt.
Right.
She's in the ring sparring with guys now, and, I mean, she's giving them a run for their money, and it's fantastic to see.
Tegan, can you talk about, like, a little timetable of how much preparation these participants want to before they can get into a competition?
So we typically spar every night pretty much that we're in session, but just for anyone who wants to come in who might be listening, please understand – you will not be sparring right off the bat first day. It is something that we need to evaluate how you do and how you handle yourself. You know, we can't just throw you in there and say, all right, sink or swim time. That's, first of all, you can get hurt, or if maybe you've got some skill but not a lot of control, somebody else can get hurt. You know, we preach safety over everything else. We want everybody to walk into the gym the same way, or walk out of the gym the same way they walked in. So usually when it comes to new people, we take about 2 weeks to evaluate them, see what they can do. And, you know, then once they're able to get in the ring, it just depends on, you know, Lucas has the best eye for ability out of all of us. And he'll kind of watch and see, and then we'll talk about it. So it could be anywhere from... That's a tough question. It depends on the person. It could be anywhere from a month and a half to, you know, a year. And it also depends on whether or not we can find you a fight. You know, for Robert Seaburns, again, our other assistant coach, to find a fight in his age group, that took over a year and a half. And we had probably five bouts lined up, and unfortunately they fell through. And that happens.
Sure.
You know, you can set up a lot of bouts, but that doesn't mean they're going to happen every time. You know, bouts fall through. We see it at the professional level. People always see that. And then, you know, it happens at the amateur level too, which is what we handle. We do amateur level boxing, and, you know, sometimes a guy really wants to go in there and compete, and then gets to be about showtime, and he decides, yeah, you know what? Maybe I don't want to do this so much. But, yeah, we've definitely had some bouts fall through and things like that. But, yeah, to answer your question, Dylan, sorry, in a kind of a long roundabout way.
Oh, it's all right.
It's about anywhere from about a month and a half to, you know, like I said, it can take up to a year, and that's just dependent on how you progress and also how easy it is to book a match. You know, that's the big part.
I guess a follow-up I want to ask you is, where do these competitions kind of take place? Because I know when you have written recaps for us, mm-hmm. they've been mainly in the Kansas City area. Is there anywhere else that they can go compete besides Kansas City?
Oh, absolutely. We'll go anywhere we have to. I'm actually glad you brought that up. We just got back from Jefferson City. I think it was last weekend. Two of our first-time competitors went into Jeff City, came out with wins. Zayden Ortiz, he's 13, been working. He's another example of a kid who came in there, didn't know how he was going to do, and he's flourished. He's fantastic. Great attitude, great work ethic, just goes in there and gives it his all. Won a unanimous decision in his first bout. And then Darren Neal, who I have a bit of a soft spot in my heart for. I've known him for a long time. Great guy. Another guy who wouldn't hurt a fly, which I don't know how much that helps you in the boxing game. But wouldn't hurt a fly, but you don't want to stand across the ring from him. You know, 6'5", 215 solid. Went in and beat the guy in the first minute. I wasn't able to be there, and I said, how'd it go? And he told me. And then he sent me the video, and he goes, please don't be mad at me for not keeping my hands up, because I get on him about that a lot. But, yeah, so, I mean, we literally will go anywhere. But you're right. We do spend a lot of time in the Kansas City, Wichita, you know, area. But we've traveled, I know Lucas and Junior Robles went to nationals about a year or two ago in Oklahoma. We've gone to Nebraska. Yeah, that about sums it up. But
so how often do these guys, gals compete?
We try to make it monthly, but it also just depends on their availability, the availability for competition. You know, can we get on a card and things like that? Turner Boxing Academy up in Kansas City, where Luke really learned the trade. They're fantastic. They put on like monthly shows, so we've always got some opportunities up at Turner. But yeah, we try to compete about once a month. And if I can kind of segue off that, since you brought it up, I know we're trying to make next month, August, a busy month. We've got two lined up so far. Another show at Turner, I think, on the 22nd. And then we've already submitted a roster of about 8 people for a competition in Manhattan. You'll have to forgive me. I don't have the name for that one. But right now we've got Edgar Gomez, Ranker Gorton, Zayden Ortiz, Darren Neal, Mercedes Sylvie, Robert Seaburns, Junior Robles, Manny Renter, and Manny Renteria, also one of our other upper-level competitors, Gerardo. We have all of them listed. Probably won't get all of them a fight, but if we can get 4 or 5 of those, that'd be fantastic. But yeah, we're trying to compete as much as we possibly can. I mean, you know, Tim, if you hear of anything, let us know.
Yeah.
If we like the lookout, we like to see the matchups a little bit. You know, you don't want to put somebody in there. You know, you don't want to put a brand new person in there with somebody who is, you know, got 45 fights. That's just not a fair experience. So, you know, as long as we can get the experience matchup and get a fair match and get people experience, you know, we're ready to go anytime. And I mentioned the drill sergeant aspect of it. You know, I preach cardio hard. I handle that for the adults. I'm the strength and conditioning coach. And the big thing that I do is, you know, Lucas and I were talking about this last night. I said, you know, that's why I push our guys and gals so much, because I want them to be ready at any point in time, because you could have a fight next week, you could have one 2 months from now, and I've always said, I don't care how many wins and losses we have, because realistically, you're not going to, unless you're Floyd Mayweather, you're not going to be undefeated for the rest of your life. But I'll be darned if you can't go 25 rounds. You know, you might only get 3 rounds, but you'll be set and ready to go for another 3 if you have to, you know. And that's the big thing with me, is just stay prepared. And that's what we focus on.
So are there some folks in the club that you're seeing who potentially could really move through the ranks? Are we talking in terms of talent? I mean, where are we at in that regard?
When you say move through the ranks, are you talking about our ranks, or?
I guess in the sport, period.
I hope he's not listening, because I try to temper his ego. But, no, I'm kidding. We definitely have a few. You know, we have some newer competitors. And again, I was on the phone with Lucas last night. We were just talking a little bit about some stuff. And we definitely have a few that we believe could be national champions, you know, at the amateur level. Professional-wise, we've got some people that's what they want to do. Junior,
that's going to be my next question. If you had someone who wanted to really pursue this.
Junior, that's always been his dream, is to be a professional boxer. And personally, I think he could do it. You know, he puts in the work every single day. He's one of my hardest workers. Like, I won't, like, bro-hug him at all, because if I do, I get sweat all over me. There's definitely – we have a lot of potential. The big thing is just making sure that they realize that and that they stick with it, you know. I don't know what sports you did growing up, you know, but I know I played basketball, baseball,
right.
I wrestled. You know, losing is – it's not the worst thing, but in the moment it doesn't feel like that. And we've definitely had some people just didn't go their way, and, you know, they said, you know, I don't think this is for me. And not mocking them or anything like that. It's just, you know, you find out pretty quick, maybe this isn't the route for me. I know I can't get in there and fight, especially now, you know, with my age and all the different medical problems I have. I said that to Robert one time. I was just like, well, I think my chances of getting in the ring, I think my days are gone.
Gone, over.
He looks at me and goes, I'm 49. And I go, yeah, but you're in shape. There's a difference. You know, for me, I know I can't do it. That's why I coach. And the big thing is when you talk about potential, I never thought I'd potentially be a boxing coach. So maybe you're not supposed to be a competitor. Maybe you're not supposed to be in the ring. Maybe you're supposed to be on the outside of the ring. You know, there's potential for anything. You know, you can be involved in it without having to get in there and mix it up. You know, come coach. Come help us. You know, help your teammates. Still be a part of the team. We never want to see anybody leave. But we understand if some people, you know, all right, I gave it a try. And it's just not my thing. That's totally fine. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? You know, again, you don't have to be putting on the gloves and the headgear just to be a part of this.
All right, so recap, give us an idea of schedule, when you guys meet, work out, all that kind of good stuff.
So we meet Mondays and Wednesdays. That's our general classes. So that is kids 6 to 18, so basically beginners. That is 6 p.m. Mondays and Wednesdays at E24/7 Fitness. Then we have our advanced youth class. That is 7 p.m., again, at E24/7. And then our adult class starts 30 minutes after that at 7:30. You know, if you like working out, you like getting a good workout, if you want to compete, it doesn't matter. If you just want to get in there to get in better shape. I've lost 80 pounds just coaching. You know, it's for everybody. It's a great workout. It's a great sport. It teaches you great lessons. Whatever you want to do it for, come on in. We'd love to have you. And then Thursdays we have our competitors class. But again, that is not for the faint of heart. That is mainly for our people who are planning to compete. So it's very high-intensity cardio. There's sparring. There's a lot of stuff. Do not recommend that for people who are just trying to do it for the workout or who are just getting started. No offense. It's just, you know, you want the experience to be a good experience. I don't think that'd be a very good experience when you're just jumping in. So.
Okay, so they can just show up those nights for the practices, or if they have questions, they can reach out to...
Absolutely. Contact Emporia Spartan Boxing. You can find us on Facebook. You can also reach out to me via Facebook Messenger. Sorry, I don't give out my phone number. The business I work in, not a good idea.
Yeah.
But you can always reach me via Facebook, Tagan Trahoon, TAGANTRAHOON, not Tegan. Just put that out there. Thank you for laughing at that. I appreciate it. But yeah, just reach out to us. We allow you to try it out for a week free, so you get two classes for free, essentially on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then after that, it's $50. But if we need to, we can work with you. I mean, we can figure things out. You know, if money's tight but you want to do it, don't worry. We can work with you. It's not pay us or go home. We want to make people better. And, again, all that money goes right back into the club so that we can continue to do that.
All right. Take anything we missed?
No, I just appreciate you guys letting me come on here and talk about it. We're very proud of what we've done. You know, we've seen a lot of improvement in our kids. And that's what we do it for. We love our kids. We love our competitors. We just want to make them better, and we're seeing them grow. And, you know, thank you for this opportunity to just really come and highlight that and tell people about it. And we hope that, you know, somebody will want to come and join us. We're a family. That's what we are. That's what we preach. We would love to see that family grow anytime.
All right, so Tegan Trahoon with us here this morning on Sports Talk, one of the coaches of the Emporia Spartan Boxing Club. With that, we'll take our first break, and we'll come back and visit with Avery Eckert, who had a pretty nice accomplishment this past week we're going to talk about. We'll return on Saturday morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongvineAuto.com. We're back after this.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means hitting the road for those fun summer activities. And it also means summer savings on the right vehicle for you. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cabs. And we have new Chevy models arriving daily, so we'll have the right one for you. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned models in stock. We have pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models ready for those summer family adventures. And remember, Longbine Auto Certified Service will help keep you keep your travel plans and your vehicle in top condition, too. So, for summer savings, right now, come see us at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24/7 at longbineautoplaza.com. Chevy, find new roads. 1,750 consumer cash, 1,250 trade allowance, 1,000 Chevy select bonus, plus TTNL, rebates assigned to dealer.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Today we salute Georgia Tech golfer Christo Lamprecht, who won the silver medal at the British Open, awarded to the amateur with the lowest finishing score. In his first career major round, Lamprecht shot a 5-under par, which gave him a share of first place. The 22-year-old from South Africa was one of only six amateurs to make the cut after the first two rounds and finished with a score of plus 11. Lamprecht qualified for the Open with his win at last month's amateur championship. He's currently third in the World Amateur Golf Rankings. He's also invited to next year's Masters and U.S. Open. But before that, the first-team All-American will return for another season with the Yellow Jackets. The basketball stars of the future square off. That's next on This Week in the NCAA.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with six strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Basketball academies are being held right now in Memphis, Tennessee. D1 coaches from around the country are on hand to watch the top high school players from the U.S. and Canada square off. In addition to the on-court training, players and their parents will learn about the ever-changing landscape of college sports. NCAA Senior Vice President Dan Gavitt sees this as a great way to set up high school standouts for success.
This is an opportunity for the NCAA to provide very direct information and engage in the recruiting process to give families the best information directly on making the most informed decisions about their son or daughter's future.
That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk. Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood with you here in studio. We're now joined by Avery Eckert, who just recently was crowned the 16 and over division champion of the Kansas Junior Golf Tournament. I believe that was held in Garden City, I think. So, Amy, yeah. Congratulations. Man, what a great accomplishment.
Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely a tough week out there. It was, I think, 100 degrees both days, and the wind was not blowing as much as I'd really hoped it would have been.
So just talk about the experience, the course itself, and just obviously you played well, but just the experience of being there and playing so well.
Yeah, I like that course out there. I think it's rated the number two public course in Kansas, and, I mean, it earns that title. It is a really good course. And Western Kansas has been getting so much rain in the past few months that the course was in really good shape. Everything was green. The greens were really fast, and it was a really fun experience to play on such a good course.
So I imagine it sounds like then the course kind of was maybe set up for the type of golf you play. I mean, is that a safe statement to make?
Yeah, it was relatively short. I think it's about what we would normally play in high school, but the greens were so fast that if you did not hit the green directly, it was going right off the back. Like, it was really fast.
Isn't it interesting how this tournament that you're in, you know, you're playing in the heat, where you go back to last fall when you guys were playing at the Class 5A state tournament in Heston, it was cold out. How different is it to play in heat and cold? Because, I mean, you've had to done that several times in the last year.
Yeah, it's different, but at the same time, they both require a lot of focus. Because when it's really cold, like, I need to focus on keeping myself warm and still being able to, you know, physically move and swing so I don't stiffen up. But also when it's hot, I just need to stay hydrated. So It requires a lot of focus, but it's, I would say it's about the same. I would prefer to play in the heat. I absolutely hate playing in the cold, but yeah.
So that's just a quick adjustment, basically, because I know when you start the fall season, you know, it's summertime weather and then it starts to cool down and everything. Maybe as it starts to get cooler, like not as hot, is it just the focus mentality to have?
I think that it is, because when it's really hot outside, generally the few days before the tournament, we'll prepare for it by drinking a lot of water. But with the cold, you just kind of are out there cold turkey. Like, it's just cold. You got to bring a bunch of layers, but still be able to swing. And it's definitely a challenge, but I don't mind that it's a challenge.
So how has the, leading up, I guess, to the championship, how has your summer gone? Have you been playing consistently good golf all summer long?
I feel I have. I think I've had three rounds in the 70s so far. We've only played four tournaments, but three of my rounds were in the 70s. I shot an 81 at Teradyne, which I wasn't happy with, but I wasn't playing super well that day. And then I shot an 89 on the second day at Buffalo Dunes, and I struggled a little bit that day. I really only struggled on two holes because I was six over with two of those holes. But I took an 8 on the 10th hole on the back nine, and after that I was only one over after that. I had a birdie and two bogeys the rest of the way. So I feel like I've played really consistently, and I had a really good round on Monday because I only had two bogeys and 16 pars.
Oh, wow.
I don't normally do that. I couldn't make a putt to save my life. I could only make up and downs. That was it. I could not make a birdie putt no matter how close they were. And it was really frustrating, but at the same time, I'm like, I will walk away with 16 pars. I will take that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's the rest of your summer look like then moving forward?
So we're done. So we're done playing done? In okay. tournaments this summer. And basically, I'm just getting ready for college. I move in about 3 weeks, I believe. So I'm just going out with my younger two siblings, and we're just playing as much golf as possible.
And you're heading to Missouri Southern.
Yep.
All right. So what has Missouri Southern told you what to expect your freshman year? I mean, what lies ahead for you as far as year one?
Well, I haven't been told too much. I do know there are seven incoming freshmen, including me. They have recruited two others that are – they're not freshmen, but they are coming in, and there were five, I believe, coming back. So it's going to be really competitive, but I'm looking forward to it being that competitive.
Obviously, golf certainly is a big part of your family. I mean, does everybody play golf in your family, everyone, mom, dad, everybody?
My mom has definitely been getting more into it. She started coming out to the ladies' night with us, and she's really enjoyed it, and she's definitely improved. She really hadn't ever played golf until she met my dad, but yeah, I think she's enjoying it. And then all of us, we've been playing for quite a while.
Well, most people know one of your siblings, Olivia, obviously, but tell us the rest of your family.
So it's Olivia, she's my twin, and then Elise is going to be a sophomore this year in high school, and then Layton is going to be a seventh grader.
And they both played very well at the tournament, right? I think what Layton was third in her age group and
Layton was in the boys prep division and he was third, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And then Elise was fifth in the girls 13-15, and then Olivia was, I believe, fifth in the 16 and over. Wow. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
I'm trying to remember because I'm running a lot of it off the top of my head, but. Yeah, everyone, it was a great, great week for the Eckert family.
I'm
going
to say the Eckerts certainly dotted the leaderboard here.
Yeah, I think this is about the third tournament this summer that all four of us have been playing, and it's, my parents have to get two cards just to track us down because Elise and Layton got put on the front nine, and me and Olivia would be on the back nine. So our parents would just be driving around, you know, making sure we got enough water and keeping track of everybody. But my dad would follow Layton. He would follow Layton because this is his first summer playing tournaments.
Okay.
So he just, you know, wanted to make sure that he knew what he was doing. He knows what he's doing, but just in case something happens.
So Leighton can handle himself around all you girls? I mean, he's okay? Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So, Olivia, your twin, what are her plans? Is she going to play some golf in college, or what's...
Yeah, she is going to Iowa Central Community College, okay. And she is going to play golf and do marching band while she's there.
Good for her. So... give us a little handicap, so to speak, on your family. But the younger ones, what are they? Are they going to be better than you and Olivia at some point in time, or do you think you're going to be able to hold them off?
You know, I'm going to try and hold them off, but I think Elise is definitely, by the time she gets to be a senior, she will be better than I was as a senior because she's had more time to play. I didn't start until like 2 months before my freshman year, and it showed that freshman year. I struggled so much. I think I broke 100 one time, and I was very happy with that. But she played golf in the middle school, so she's had, I think, 3 years up to this point. And I would say she's doing really well. Like, she's, compared to me, she is, when I was 3 years in, she's definitely playing a lot better, and she's playing a lot more consistently. I mean, she's been shooting low 80s this whole summer, and she didn't play well the first day, but she got it figured out the second. She shot an 82, and she was really happy with that.
So as far as, again, we'll go back to the college side of things, what are your goals year one? I mean, obviously you want obviously be a part of the team and go to the tournaments and whatnot, but just give us an idea of kind of what your goals are. What have you set up for yourself?
Really, I think the first year, I just wanted to at least qualify for one or two tournaments because I know it's going to be competitive with having that many girls on the team. But I want to improve a lot because I feel like I'm in a good spot, but I know there's a lot that I don't know and that I need to figure out. And I think with the coaching staff that they have at Missouri Southern, it's definitely going to help me a lot.
So what made you decide on Southern? What was the decision process, and how did you wind up in Joplin, Missouri?
So it was kind of fast. I reached out to them, I think, June of 2022, and then I went on a visit in July, and I really liked the school. I really liked the coach, and they have a really good indoor practice facility, and they have access to, I think, 3 golf courses. And I really liked the golf aspect of it because the team is they were in the building stage at this point, and I really wanted to go in and help them. And the other big reason was I'm going to study criminal justice, and okay. They have a really good program down there. And I'm going to hopefully graduate with a few certificates and a minor in, okay. I think, crime scene investigation.
Okay. Very there. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So how many teams in the MIAA play golf? Do you know? I mean, how many colleges play golf in the conference? I don't know that.
Let me actually look that up.
Yeah, because ESU doesn't have one, but I think there's quite a few.
Okay. Yeah, that I didn't know. I didn't know how many teams played.
Yeah, I'm actually checking the MIAA website right now. Yeah. I know Fort Hays has one. Looks like Northeastern State, Northwest Missouri. That's the only couple I see just based off. Okay, here we go. So in the MIAA, it's Central Missouri, Central Oklahoma, Fort Hays, Lincoln, Southern, Western, Nebraska, Kearney, Newman, Northeastern State, Northwest, and Rogers.
Well, a lot of them do then. Okay. Very good. Very good. So but you say the rest of your summer, basically, now you're just kind of down to practice rounds and fine-tuning your game, huh? That's where we're at?
Generally, I like to go out and I'll practice for an hour on the range, an hour putting, and then my little brother just likes to go out and play. So I'm like, okay, Leighton, we'll go play. And he likes to play scrambles, and he's like, Avery, you got to be on my team. And I'm like, okay, bud. It's fun, but I'm like, maybe I could be with Olivia, and we'll play from the back tees, and we'll let you guys, Elise and Leighton, play from the front. But he's like, nope.
So what's it going to be like for you and Olivia to now actually be apart? I mean, that's going to be a big adjustment, I would imagine, isn't it?
I think it will be, but I don't think it'll be that bad of a thing. I mean, I'll miss her definitely, but I'm kind of ready to split up, be my own person, and I don't know if she's quite as ready, but I definitely am ready to move and do my own thing.
All right. Well, Avery Eckert, congratulations again on winning the 16 and over division. What a great accomplishment. Certainly wish you and Olivia the best. as you move on? It's got to be, I mean, did those 4 years of high school go quick? I mean, obviously, I mean, you're very decorated golfers and great career, so congratulations to that. But it had to feel like it moved pretty fast, didn't it?
It kind of did. The first 2 years, I feel like they were kind of slow, and that was when me and Olivia were really, like, building up our golf games. And then junior year hit, and I kind of surprised myself at state because I don't even remember what I'd been shooting, but I, like, shot a really good first round for the conditions, and then I shot a good round after that, and I finished fifth. But, like, senior year went fast. I blinked and we were already at state, and I was like, holy cow.
Well, again, congratulations on a great high school career. Best of luck at Missouri Southern. Obviously, we'll be following along with your career, and just best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Avery Eckert with us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We need to squeeze in our final break, and we'll come back and wrap things up. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongvineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, summer is here, and that means hitting the road for those fun summer activities. And it also means summer savings on the right vehicle for you. Savings like $4,250 off MSRP on select new 2023 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cabs. And we have new Chevy models arriving daily, so we'll have the right one for you. Or take a look at our inventory of pre-owned models in stock. We have pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUV models ready for those summer family adventures. And remember, Longvine Auto Certified Service will help keep your travel plans and your vehicle in top condition, too. So, for summer savings, right now, come see us at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us online 24/7 at longvineautoplaza.com. Chevy, find new roads. 1,750 consumer cash, 1,250 trade allowance, 1,000 Chevy select bonus, plus TTNL, rebates assigned to dealer.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And back on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. A few minutes left to go here before we need to get out. Just trying to maybe recap some things that happened earlier in the week. Because I guess we got the ESU women. They are preparing for a trip to Italy. Not a bad gig. Get to go to Italy and play there. I guess they got, what, one more week of prep?
Yep. They will practice a lot. Or they have 10 days or 10 I believe it's, 10 practices that they have to do. And I know there's been a couple of those practices that have been split up. So there was the first 3 days this week that they had basically a half practice and a half practice, two a days. And then they had an inter-squad scrimmage on Thursday. And I said this on the morning show yesterday, I really liked what I saw. I know it's an inter-squad, but there's Brian Osterman really got some good pieces, and he mixed everything up and like different rotations and everything, different lineups. And it was something that I really like. I mean, they have Division I transfers, Division II transfers. They got Gracie Gilpin, the Emporia High product, and Gracie is good. She was a 1,000-point scorer at Emporia High, and goes to JUCO route for 1 year and plays at Cowley, she looks just as good as she was at Emporia High, and she's going to make an impact this coming season for Emporia State. And just the pieces they have around. They have a transfer from Kansas Wesleyan who I saw when I was out in Salina, and a good inside post at 6'2". She was a 13 KCAC selection last year as a sophomore, but she can go out and shoot the three as well. But they got pieces. I really liked what I saw, and I wouldn't be surprised if Emporia State got back in contention towards the top of the MIAA this coming year with Coach Osterman. I really like what he's done so far.
All right, very good. So it'll be exciting to see how they do over in Italy. It's be a great trip, obviously a chance to do some team bonding. And they're
doing some team bonding during this, I believe, like some team dinners and learning about Italy and whatnot. I know they're doing some really good things and learning some things, but you know, the newcomers are gelling in pretty well with the returners.
Very good. And then, of course, David Spafford, busy as ever, hiring coaches, found a tennis coach. John Blackburn will be the director of tennis and also the head men's coach. As I believe he's, what, the fourth coach I think they've hired. They still need a track coach.
Yep.
Very busy at Emporia State. And so ESU tennis is now in the hands of John Blackburn, just hired just, I guess, yesterday it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was announced yesterday.
He'll be introduced on Wednesday.
The 9th. August,
the 9th.
The 9th.
Yep, the week from this upcoming Wednesday at the Kossover Family Tennis Complex at 1:30. ESU football. Picked third in the MIAA coaches and media poll. That was on I think Tuesday mm-hmm. that they had the football media day. Highest preseason ranking since 2017. So Coach Higgins, obviously a good group coming back, and a lot of optimism around the football program. Pittsburgh State was picked first. Wonder when the last time was Northwest Missouri State was not tabbed to win the whole thing. I mean, it's had to been a while. I mean, they've had control of MIAA football for a long time in terms of winning titles. So I wonder when the last time was that they were picked not to win it. That would be interesting to know. Chiefs and Pads for the first time at training camp yesterday. We will, of course, start our reports with Mitch Holtis on Monday for Chiefs training camp. 5:45 will be the time that they will air. So be listening for Mitch over the next 4 weeks, as he will update you on how things are going at Chiefs training camp. August 13th will be the first preseason game against the Saints, so football season right around the corner. Chiefs will kick off on September 7th. What else? Big 12 news, Colorado returning. They will come back to the Big 12 starting the 24-25 school year. I certainly think that other schools will be following relatively soon. I don't think Colorado is going to be the last addition, but we'll have to just watch how that all plays out. Several of the Pac-12 schools in play there, but I certainly don't think that the realignment is done.
I read a story this morning from Brett McMurphy, and it sounds like the Big 12 wants to get to 16. But they really do want to add one more for 24 because, I mean, they already got Colorado, so you're at 13 now, and then they need that 14th so they can stay like they are this year, even with Oklahoma and Texas still being in the league this year.
Yep, and who knows where that 14th will be. You're talking Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, maybe even a Washington or an Oregon. So, yeah, stay tuned there. There's going to be more news out of the Big 12 probably in the not-too-distant future. I think that wraps it up. Of course, Royals baseball tonight as they will again play the Minnesota Twins coming off of a win last night. 5:30 will be our coverage time, 6:10 first pitch. Jordan Lyles on the hill for the Royals tonight as maybe they can win a couple in a row.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. This is the final series against the Twins this year, so might as well try to get rid of the Twins and get some positives against one of the better teams in the Central right now.
The Central Division leader, for what that's worth.
Yep.
I think the Twins are just a couple games over 500, yet they lead the division. So, Royals baseball 5:30 today. So that will wrap things up here for Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Again, thanks to our guest, Tegan Trahoon, the Emporia Spartan Boxing Club, and Avery Eckert. Again, she won the 16-and-over division of the Kansas Junior Golf Tournament Championship. So congratulations again to you, Avery, and best of luck at Missouri Southern.
Thank you.
All right, that'll wrap it up here for this Saturday. For Saturday Morning Sports Talk, for Dylan Sherwood, I'm Tim Miller. Sports Talk brought to you by LongBuyingAuto.com.
AM 1400 KVOE Emporia, 96.9 FM K24.